This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to the Live Your Spa Life Show. Spa Life is where accomplishment and harmony coexist. Now, here's your host and Spa Life curator, Diane Halfman.
Hello, and welcome to the next episode of the Live Your Spa Life Show, where spa life is a lifestyle that accepts that accomplishment and harmony coexist. You are going to be so excited to have our special guest today, Dr. Barbara Young. You want to be motivated with someone to turn on your intentions and your actions, someone who is high energy, as well as spiritual, powerful, and impactful? Well, that's going to be our Dr. B. Dr. Barbara, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Daya. I'm honored to be on your show today. Ooh, the listeners are in for a treat with you and me. Oh, my God.
They don't know the dynamic that you and I have.
They don't know, but they're going to be really, I think, forewarned that we're on a roll today. And thank you so much for inviting me.
Oh, love to have you. I mean, there are so many amazing things that you've been up to in the world. And, you know, part of what we talk about with Spa Life is with all the people you've worked with, you've seen this where people will just live their life by default. And we really want to have the conversation about people who design their life and for you to share some of the things that you consciously create so that you can live your spa life.
Well, you know, some of my experiences have been really, and what I always talk about is that self-development that one has to go within. And take that journey within so that you really, really know that you can enjoy life. You can enjoy this spa life, but you can't unless you know who you are, know where you're going, and stay in your own power and walk in that power, knowing that you are perfectly made in the image of God. He created you for a purpose and a plan. I don't know about you, but I'm living my plan, Diane.
Oh, you're doing it stunningly, magnificently.
Thank you. So are you.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, let's talk a little bit about your first book about dancing on broken legs, The Journey of a Diva.
Well, let me tell you, that book, and thank you for asking, that book, Dancing on Broken Legs, was truly a work in progress for 10 years. I was not yet able to write that book. There were some things in the book that I had to share, and I could not share until certain individuals had gone on and departed this earth. And so basically, the book is about my journey. It's actually vignettes about my journey, my trials, the challenges, the setbacks, the betrayals, but the triumphs as well. And it's basically a book of how a woman can overcome any obstacles and succeed in life. And basically, it's sort of a how-to book, but with spiritual principles that I learned along the way. I think one of the most unique things for me about that book was as I wrote about the principles that I learned that we can use every day. But more importantly, I absolutely added the spiritual principles which guided me to be the successful woman I am today.
Ah, oh, I love it. I find it so impressive that you are willing to be so vulnerable and put yourself out there to show the challenges as well as the successes. Because, you know, so many people, you know, I talk about the facade where we always want to look good on the outside, but there's stuff that happens on the journey along the way. And we want to show the whole picture.
Right.
So people really get a true understanding of what that looks like. And that even though you have challenges, you can still succeed and shine and be your best self of who you are.
Absolutely.
So that I absolutely love. Now, you have an app now too?
I do. I have my own app. And, you know, that happened. You know, one of the things, Diane, I'll back up and say too, that most of my journey has been where doors have been opened for me. And I always advise, even when I'm coaching or talking to just women and men in general, that things will open for you. When the student is ready, the teacher will appear. So when there are opportunities that will occur for you and it's time. So it was really someone who approached me and said, I could help you develop an app. And they were willing to do it. And I have to admit, we bartered because apps are pretty expensive. And I'm so happy to be able to share that with people, that things will happen sometimes, as using your word, by default. So yes, I have my own app and I'm really thrilled and humbled by it.
Ah, so good. Well, people can get the Dr. Barbara Young app and check out some of the
brilliant... Check everything out about me. The good, the bad, and the good.
Right. So tell us a little bit about your goal about changing 10 million individuals.
Well, it was a goal actually that I set when I had the opportunity to go to Kenya and start working with women, what I call the divas in Kenya. And actually, I traveled the continent of Africa for several years, or actually almost 13 years, doing what I call the divas lunches. And that was divinely inspired Victorious with Authority, which I use in my book. And at the time, I just had in my spirit drop that I wanted to empower 1 million women. Well, about 5 years ago, I said that publicly, and someone came to me and said, Dr. Young, I think you've already empowered 1 million. So I said, oh, maybe I better up the ante because I want to live a lot longer. So about 5 years ago, I changed my goal that I want to empower 10 million women before I leave the face of this earth. And that I truly mean in my heart.
What a phenomenal goal. And I know that, you know, part of that journey in impacting that way is that you founded the premier Women's Power Broker Seminars.
Yes, I did.
A little bit more about that.
Yes. Again, I felt this desire to empower women in a mastermind group, women who wanted more. And really, I have to tell you, hungry women, women who wanted more for themselves, but wanted to start with themselves. And for me, it's looking within and taking that journey within. And one of the reasons why I started that mastermind, because it would be so intense that I would want a group of women who want to go on this journey with Dr. B. And because I don't mind saying this, Diane, Thursday I will be 80 years young. And I have a lot to give. And I want to give the wisdom, the knowledge, the heartbreaks, the learning experiences to empower women so that they can become all that God has intended them to be. And that's why I came up with the mastermind group called Women Power Brokers. Women Power Brokers who know themselves, who know their influence, and use their influence and power to help change this world for many women globally.
I think that is so incredible. And I find it so inspiring that, you know, for there's so many people that they mask their age. I mean, I'm so proud to say I'm almost 52. And I love that you step into, you know, 80, because, you know, people look at sometimes at the later part of your life that you're maybe winding things down. And I mean, I've seen you.
I feel like I'm winding up.
You are winding up. I mean, you just have such vibrant energy and you have so much wisdom, you know, with all the different things that you have, you know, gone through on your path. You have such a plethora of things to pull from, to have people learn from, that I am so impressed that, you know, people don't always have, you know, the wise elders of the women in the culture to really be able to really glean the information that they have. So I just so applaud that you are stepping up and ramping up so that you can impact these women so that they can really learn so much from your travels.
Thank you so much for that. And you know, Diane, just afterthought, I really wanted to really demonstrate that as women, we all have our own power. We all need to walk in that power and that we're not competing, and I'm not competing with younger women. My goal is to help women to complete. It's not about competing. And so I know that I have certain standards that I share with the mastermind group of women of where you're going about dress. And I call it wrapping the package. And so wrapping the package is important to me, but not just the outer. You got to have that inner together too. So thank you for giving me that opportunity just to share that.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit more about what you mean about helping women complete.
Well, one of the things I think, we always think of sisterhood as being, you know, this great, we all embrace one another. And no, a lot of times there's that competition going on. I don't look as good as she does. Diane, you're a beautiful woman. So we know this, that people will say, I don't look like her. I want to be like her. And so they're competing rather than completing. Completing means to me, we're working together to complete and make a whole.
I love that, you know, because we all have so many gifts to give. And,
right.
You know, instead of really working the energy to compete against someone, it's just like, really, why does God have you here? Like, what is it that you have that can complete yourself and to step into your brilliance and do the things that you are? So I love that you're magnifying that and really inviting women to step into what is that great thing that they're to be.
What is it that you have? In the mastermind group, which I'm sure you do in your coaching sessions, we really get intensified in terms of who are you really?
Right.
What do you value? What is your personal credo? Diane, and when you're walking in that, you're able to celebrate other women. You're able to really see the good in them and to lift them up. And that's what I mean about being so complete that you can do that. You can truly do that and feel in your heart, I want the best for my sister friend.
What a fascinating exploration to look at, like, how is it that I can just lift people up and really support that in so many ways? That's one of the things I love about Sandra Yancey talking about how we can, you know, lift people as we climb.
Yes.
You know, and have that motto that, you know, you and I share together in our eWomen community.
Right.
And
right.
Be able to be and surround ourselves with women that really do want to support each other. So I know that a lot of our listeners are, you know, they're kind of what I call kind of the new addiction and disease of busyness. You know, you ask
yes.
someone how they're doing and I'm so busy.
Right.
And just the overwhelm and just the exhaustion that women are feeling around busyness. And yet we all have the same 24 hours in a day. What is it that is your spa life secret? What are some of the things that you're doing to make the most out of your day without exhausting yourself?
Well, number one is I have a set time that I wake up in the morning and I spend that time in meditation. I spend that time in laying my plans before God, asking what are my steps today, and really taking that time to do that in the morning. But I also do that at night, Diane. And some months ago, I turned the television off. I don't look at the news. Because to me, what you intake is going to be the output. I want my output to be positive. So my input has to be positive. And that's how I take that time for me. And it's precious, that time in the morning and that time in the evening to just relax and to read and meditate. And I'm reading positive things. I'm intaking positive.
I so appreciate this message. This must be the theme for the day. I was just talking with Dr. John Portman, and he was talking how he doesn't watch the news as well. Mm-hmm. I haven't since 2002 because it is that input that comes in. It's why there's so many people that are in a state of fear, because if they're watching that all the time, they're not inputting that energy. So the fact that you're giving yourself that time, both, you know, upon rising and resting in the evening, to really surround yourself with that positivity, I can see why you can have this amazing energy and are able to do the things that you're doing because you set the stage. And this brings me to think too, you know, there's so many people that feel like that self-care is a luxury and that someday or when I have time, but it's a necessity to have
it
this in your life, right?
Yes. Absolutely. And that's why I appreciate you having this spa life and coming to that realization that we all need spa life in whatever form that it may take. We need that. So I want to applaud you, Diane, for that concept and following through and having the spa life retreats you have. I'll be pushing and promoting you. See, that's what it's about.
Right. Thank you so much. So one of the things, you've been recognized in so many different areas, and I'm so proud to hear about this. You know, this is just last year in 2016, about the Lifetime Award of Excellence that you received. Tell us about that. What an honor.
It was a complete surprise. I did not know who nominated me. I did not submit anything for the process. I found out later there were other individuals who called my name to the attention of the president. And when I received it, I was in total shock. I mean, I'm so humbled. I'm still just reeling from that. It was just such an honor to receive that. I just can't tell you and describe the feeling I had. And on the other hand, I tell you this, and for your listeners and women out there, with all sincerity, that when you do the work that you've been called to do, not expecting that you're doing it for recognition, but you're doing it because it's about serving people and having a servant heart. And so that's all I could say was sometimes I felt like, you know, and we all do, that you may not get recognized and maybe you're not seen, maybe you're not heard, but there always is someone that does. And that signified that for me for all the years that I've worked. It wasn't something that wasn't seen. And so I thank God for that.
What an amazing accomplishment. So good.
Thank you.
So, you know, aside from being, you know, an author and consultant and speaker, you know, you've got your radio and your TV show. Tell us a little bit about that, because I know that's a way that you reach, you know, these 10 million women that you're here out to touch.
Well, again, I'm really honored that I have that venue and that opportunity to spread a message to people globally. But it's not just my message. It's the message of individuals like you and others I've had on the show who have a story to tell of transformation for success, more or less to share their stories, to share the strategies that help them to achieve success personally and professionally. And I think it's just good for individuals to hear these success stories, but not only just the successes, but some of the tragedies and some of the challenges. It opens up to me a whole plethora of stories that we can share globally. I have listeners in China, Russia, Moscow, Switzerland, Afghanistan, Japan. I mean, it's incredible the number of countries that are listening to Transformation for Success. The television shows that I produce are another extension of sending out a message to the United States and a global world. Transformation for Success. So on the TV side of the house, I produce a show, which I'm going to have you on, the Total Woman Show. And this is, it's similar to The View, but we are not talking about what's the latest gossip or politics. We're talking about issues that women globally are grappling with. And we discuss it. It's not scripted. It's from our heart that we convey to women. And again, I just thank God for that opportunity. And you know, Diane, as a side note to this, this is where I'm going to get the 10 million women.
Absolutely. I mean, what a necessary and just wonderful platform to be able to reach people and have the kind of conversations that women really need to hear.
Right.
And, you know,
from the heart.
Right. They're thinking about, but they don't know who can they really turn to have these kind of conversations. So I so appreciate this platform that you have. And, you know, along the lines of the stories that you're bringing of people, what is one of your favorite stories that have impact that you like to share with our listeners?
Well, it's not exactly a favorite story, but it is a story of hope and transformation in that we've had a number of women on the show that talked about it, and we named it. Actually, the author who wrote this, Lily Saunders is her name, because I like to give credit to whom credit is due. Lily wrote an article called Grace That Lays on the Other Side of Disaster, which means domestic violence. And so I had a show, one of my great, to me, was a story to share to women out there that no matter what happens, there is grace that lays on the other side of disaster. Because that is a growing number of incidences we're having of domestic violence. In the environment that we live today, I think it's imperative that we let women know, and men, that there is hope and there is grace that lays on the other side of disaster. I was a victim of emotional abuse, and so many women are. And so it was an opportunity for us to share that globally, but to give them answers, because in some countries, there are not areas or not homes where they can go to or these shelters where they can go to, but to be able to give them some advice as to what you can do. And guess what that was, Diane? No matter what, it is your soul and your spirit that is most important. Mm-hmm. And to keep that soul and spirit intact and giving them ways they could meditate so that you can, that's spa life, in spite of what's going around you, you retain the peace that God gives. Because many women can't leave those situations.
Right.
But you can find that peace within yourself.
Well, how exceptional to just know that, you know, they can go within and be able to really start there and really rebuilding that self-esteem that, you know, gets stripped away so much in those situations, and to have, you know, an avenue and resources to be able to regain that, you know what, I can do things different. I can choose. And I love how you chose the word of being a victor, right? No matter what circumstances we have, you know, we can really step into a different reality and choose something different. And it's so nice to know that there are people there that can, you know, have that hand to help us up and out of those situations that don't serve us.
Thank you. That was in my heart, just share, because I found that it was so phenomenal and we had phenomenal results. And I'm going to actually redo the show with different women, but every one of the women on the show, we had two had been emotionally abused and two physically abused. So we all spoke from our hearts.
Right. You know, I always look that, you know, I know that with our conversations, we never know what's going to come up or what happens. And I just know that, you know, there's going to be one of our listeners that was the exact message that she needed to hear. and to really know that, you know, she can revive her soul and to know that there's resources. And I know that you have a lot of resources that people connect, you know, with you with as well. And so, you know, these are the conversations we need to have.
Yes.
So people know that they're not alone and that there's ways that they can do that. And I love how you talk about your environment. And because I speak a lot about how environment is everything. What you create yes. around yourself, whether it's the people or what's in there, really supports you. Right. And one of my favorite questions I like to ask my guests is, you know, you have a different feeling in, you know, in the environments that you create in your experience in, you know, your living room, your kitchen, your office, your bedroom, you know, they're created in different ways to have a different experience.
Right.
So what is your favorite room in your home and why?
Probably my bedroom because it's large. I have 30 feet ceilings in my bedroom. It's all decorated in white and I have a library in my bedroom and it's peaceful. I also have a little desk in there where if I feel I can go to the computer and I can, but that is where I love to be because it's comfortable, it's peaceful. But my whole house is peaceful, but that is my favorite room.
Sounds stunning. It actually, the visualization I got was like a cathedral with those high ceilings
yeah.
and the white walls.
You feel like you're in church.
Right. I love that. So yeah. I love to see what people create in their space because, you know, what you open your eyes to in the day and the bedroom comes up a lot for people in terms of, you know, the experience and how they feel. It's their
right.
own inner sanctum. So
right.
that's a fun thing to have.
Thank
so
you.
Perfect. Good. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Well, I just wanted to share how wonderful you are, Diane. And I want to congratulate you for the work that you're doing with women. And I had an opportunity to get to know you better on my show and to know your heart. And I think it's so important that we have these venues where we can, and that's my hope, even with our eWomen group, that we'll get to see each other's hearts because that's where it really lies, matters of the heart. So I want to thank you for the opportunity to be on your show today and just wish you so much more success in your life. Spa Live!
Yay, Spa Live! So good. Well, I know that our listeners are going to want to stay in contact with you. How can they best do that?
Well, drbarbarayoung.com is my website and my app. Dr. Barbara Young is my app, and they can stay in touch with me. I'd be happy to hear from them and go to my website. I've got some great things coming, by the way, some great, great things. So please go to my website, and that's drbarbarayoung.com. Thank you.
Well, you heard it straight from Dr. B. So impressive and exceptional things that she's doing in the world. You are going to want to stay in connection with her. And for those of you that jumped in here are wondering, like, so what is Spa Life? What are they talking about? What is yeah. that about? You know, I'd love for you to grab my free gift at dianehoffman.com/guide. And you can really start embracing what kind of environments are you creating for yourself? You know, how is it that you're designing your life and really stepping into where you can have accomplishment, but you really want to do it with that harmony so that you can really do all of the things that you are here to do. So thank you, Dr. Barbara, for being
thank
here
you.
On the show.
Thank you, Diane, for having me. Have a blessed day.
My pleasure. And listeners, until we connect again, live your spa life. Bye for now.
Your host and Spa Life curator, Diane Hoffman, wants you to know you can download her free guide to start living your spa life right now. Go to dianehoffman.com and click on the link for the 9 secrets to step into your spa life. Now, live your spa life where accomplishment and harmony coexist.
You know what drives me crazy? When business owners believe that just because they're not on stage speaking, they don't need stage presence. Stages come in all shapes and sizes. You're on the stage when you're in a boardroom, talking to a prospect, or introducing yourself and your company. I invite you to join me on a free educational webinar called How to Triple Your Income Through Speaking. Learn the critical ingredients to make impact and income on any type of stage. Go to speakersuccessformula.com and grab your spot now.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. Are you ready to rise up and share all your greatness to the world? Stop playing small and settling for mediocrity? If so, then you need to join us at our eWomen Network Entrepreneur Conference and Business Expo in Dallas this year, August 3rd through the 5th. There will be hundreds of women entrepreneurs from all over the world waiting to meet you to share knowledge, wisdom, and even partnerships. Get ready to be coached by me and learn from other multi-million dollar speakers who will teach, inspire, motivate, and guide you to transform your thinking from small to big. And you can't beat the food and fun at our Saturday night dance party either. Look, no one makes it alone, so it's time to stop trying to be the COE, chief of everything, and step into your role as CEO. There is nothing like the eWomen Network Conference to bring out your genius and help you take action on living your dream. Register at eWomenNetwork.com.
This is the EWN Radio Network.